All right? I'm going to put this near you so that folk can hear you, so you don't have to strain your voice particularly, okay? James and I have been talking about this for a little while, and he's been preparing a few things to say. So, do encourage him, won't you? James, be good to hear your testimony.
I've been going to church as long as I can remember. My mum and dad are both Christians and have both been baptised. My older sister, Sophie, has also been baptised. I've been thinking about baptism for a while now. God has helped me to realise that we're all born in a sinful world and that we all need a saviour. God has also helped me to realise that Jesus is the only person who can save us from sins, because he's the only perfect man and perfect God. In the Bible, it commands everyone to believe and to be baptised, and that is time for me to obey.
Thank you very much, James. Always happens once in every service, just the way it goes. Liz, do you want to come and talk to us?
I grew up in a Christian home, which is really helpful for me. But I found that going to Christian camps really helped me to think about my beliefs. Becoming a Christian is a big thing, and I wanted to be sure it was me making that decision and not my family. Last year, during a summer Bible camp, I realised I really wanted to be a Christian. I could see the love of God in the children and leaders there, and I wanted to be part of it. This world has been destroyed by sin, and I know Jesus had to come to die in order to restore our relationship with God. I don't want to waste that sacrifice, because without it we'd have no hope. Because of his sacrifice, I know my sins have been forgiven and God loves me. During the Easter holidays, I went to another camp, and while we were worshipping, I really felt God speak to me through one of the songs. God just felt so near, and I knew I wanted to follow him. This year's camp really sealed things. I was asking lots of questions and getting all the support and answers I needed. Now I know I am ready. I'm very thankful for a Christian upbringing. The love, support, and opportunities to hear about the Lord are a real privilege.
Yeah. And John. Right.
I've been wanting to be a Christian for a while, but I'm feeling not good enough, not really committed, not sure if I really believed. But that's changed. I do believe. I believe Jesus died on the cross for me. I believe this is real, and I am already beginning to change. My attitudes are changing, and my approach to life is changing too. Baptism to me is about saying, yes, this is serious. I want to follow Jesus. I don't want to go back onto the fence. Baptism is a real encouragement from God showing me he's accepted me. I've always had the help of a Christian family. My dad has read the Bible and talked to me. My mum has encouraged me. My siblings have helped me understand what life is really like. And God has been wanting me to come to him. But so far I've been ignoring him, rejecting him, until now. It's taken a while, but at church, Sunday school, sermons, and going to camp has really helped. I thought the Bible was boring. But now I've seen how it's big and exciting. Now I'm sure. I want to be a Christian. I want to be baptized. And I want to have Jesus in my life.
Right. So if you come and stand over here, and if we've got people who are going to be with towels and things at the other end there, please. Richard, you're going to give me a hand, so if you could...